Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to all of you listening across the United States and worldwide, as well as the ships at sea, our military forces in foreign lands. Thank you for joining us now already on this Thursday edition, the 21st day of December 2006. I'm going to attempt to control myself today and take a lot of your phone calls in the first hour and a half. Then we are scheduled to have one of the main anthropologists live in studio who worked on the film Apocalypto with Mel Gibson. And that'll be the last time I talk about Apocalypto at any length. But I interviewed her Sunday, and it was just amazing. But in the hour we had, only 40 minutes of that radio time on the new Sunday show I do, we were unable to get into all the facets I wanted to cover. And it's not just about Apocalypto or the Aztecs or the Mayan. It's about the mindset of the professors, the anthropologists at major universities that came out and said that human sacrifice is, quote, valid, that it is something that is basically good. I have the quotes here, and this is the attitude out of what I guess you'd call the mainline left, that every culture is good but Western culture. Well, I think every culture is independent of itself, but basically similar in that we have a blood lust. There is a wish for carnage and destruction and bloodletting. It doesn't matter if you're an Asian in Mesoamerica, and that's what those folks are and were, or whether you are a Germanic tribe in the hills of Deutschland, or if you are a Druid in England, or the Romans with their form of human sacrifice in the arena. Why does this run through the course of human history? We'll be talking to a preeminent anthropologist on this subject who speaks fluent ancient Mayan, and she'll be in studio with us, and she'll also talk about some of her interactions with Mel Gibson in the post-production of the film. But that is in the second half. In the first half, any news story, any item, any question, any comment you've got, you're welcome. We don't screen your calls. You can come on board with us anytime you wish at 1-800-259-9231. I want to first, after the break, get into the Iraq war some. I'm sure you've already heard. Now they want $99.7 billion. They want almost $100 billion in supplemental spending package. That will be $170 billion allotted for the war next year alone, just for the war. We now have a defense budget that in the last 6 years has ballooned from $500 billion to $800-plus billion a year. Now, when you hear on the news, you'll hear that the main spending is $600 billion. But then when you add in all the other supplementals, we are getting very, very close to $1 trillion a year. $1 trillion a year. And, of course, most of that goes into no-bid contracts and scams. And the final juice is being sucked out of the country. The New World Order spider is basically finishing off our innards. My main goal is that when the depression comes, when the massive crash comes, the globalists will be dancing around, posing as your saviors yet again. I want you at that point to at least know your enemy and know who did it to you. They've already knocked us over, okay? They've already hit us and hit us hard. But most Americans are delusional and don't know that. So we're here so that as things become more apparent to you, you will then become completely enraged and join us in the fight against the New World Order.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mainline so-called conservative talk radio is there to neutralize conservatives, to control your political energies, and ensure that you don't get in the way of America going into receivership to the global crime syndicate. And I was driving into the work this morning and doing a few errands around town, so I listened to talk radio about 30 minutes, and I heard two different national talk show hosts as I was skipping around on the dial saying, you're going to love this. Get ready. You're going to love this. And then they would come back with some horrible news about what they call liberals, you know, what they're out doing to the country. You see, we don't love it. We don't say, you're going to love this. Like we get all excited and upset about it, but then never give you any solutions. That's what they do. We try to give you solutions. It just makes me so sick. Or while they've got you all horrified of Kwanzaa, which wouldn't even get any traction if they didn't give it so much attention, or while they've got you worried about the boogeymen of the Muslims are going to get you, they say nothing about how the government, both Republican and Democrat, are doing everything they can to get rid of our borders and bring in unlimited amounts of third world populations from every corner of the globe. And I started the show with this yesterday, and I'm going to do it again. I was on a national talk show with Lars Larson, and he was defending the North American Union. Now, I'm a liberal conspiracy theorist because I'm against it, and it's for the security of America, and it's free market, and let's just hand our infrastructure over to foreign companies. Of course, it wasn't selling. Every caller that called in while I was on agreed. They couldn't find callers that disagreed with me, so they just stopped going to calls, and then later in the show, the callers all agreed with me after I was gone. And that's because we've actually won the fight for the hearts and minds of the American people. I mean, I could start the show today with the fact that the Pentagon wants a supplemental funding of $99.7 trillion. $99.7 trillion. Excuse me, $99.7 billion. That's $99,700,000,000 added to what they're doing. And we could talk about how the war's wrong and how it's designed to give America a bad name, how we're being used by the globalists to do their dirty work. We could talk about that all day long. But what's the point? In major polls, it's almost 80%. I keep saying 70%. It's almost 80% that want the war to end, that want our troops to come home. They had two big polls over the weekend where, 22% are for the war, 23% are for the war. It's when I keep saying 70, that's a number that came out a few months ago when they polled the troops, and 70% wanted to come home now. And there's more polls out today showing same numbers. So actually, we call the American people dumb. To a certain extent, they're not dumb. They're just not totally informed. And they know the war is a fraud. They know we were lied to war. They know it's bad for the troops. They know the CIA assessment states that our troops being there makes it worse. So why should I sit here and address the 22-23% of Americans or the 30% of the troops that want to stay in a foreign land so defense contractors can make a bunch of money and so the oil won't flow so the oil companies can try to keep the price of oil high? Because I was all ready to go on the air and, you know, give an impassioned diatribe against the war and go over the evidences, but the people know a lot of the evidence. They know it's a bad war. So really the only illusion there is in the delusional 22-23% who were listening out there who don't care what the American people want, don't care what the Constitution says, don't care if we were lied to war. For them, they've got to have, quote, victory. It's an ego thing. And you can tell them, hey, here's the Pentagon plan. Here's the Israeli plan. They plan to stay there decades. Victory is not what they wanted. They could have gone in, kept the police apparatus in place, and left in just 6 months. They could have gotten the water and power on. The generals weren't allowed to. Our government has been caught with its agents staging bombing attacks, the British, the U.S., and the Israelis, to stir up sectarian violence. Do you understand it's a meat grinder into which our troops are being crammed? What you call victory isn't going to be allowed. And they still look at you and go, well, I heard you say all this was going to happen, and you're right about it. A lot of these conservatives, if they want to be called conservatives, fine, you're conservatives. I call you phony conservatives, brainwashed conservatives, mixed-up conservatives. I mean, there's not one of you out there that can say I was wrong. I told you exactly what would happen. Wasn't hard. It was an official battle plan. Again, wasn't hard. Just read what the CFR and the New World Order said was going to happen. Just read what the Pentagon said the plan was. But in the final equation, it doesn't matter. If this is a republic, and this is a nation of laws, the Congress never voted for the war, the Congress never declared war, and I hear these neocons on talk radio saying, how dare congressmen go on fact-finding missions to the Middle East? How dare congressmen question the war? We're in a war. You've got to support the executive and not question him. What? Congress levies war. Congress prescribes war. Congress writes up a declaration. But no, that's why they don't declare wars anymore. And they've gone from 50 years ago, every American knew the president prosecuted a war and did what Congress said, executed the war, till today, even most liberals think you're not supposed to question the president or that he's the one that wages war. He's the guy that decides how the war is going to be run. That's why there's an Armed Services Committee in the House and Senate. They make the decisions, and the president executes them. Now go read the Constitution. Go read the subsections. We've read them here on air before. So you got 78% of Americans in major polls, 78 or 77, depending on which poll, scientific polls against the war. The troops, 70%, want to come home. The government's own assessments that they don't like to publicize, but are public, say our troops being there makes it worse. Pentagon battle plan saying, break it in three parts, sectarian war, build permanent bases, deindustrialize, spread civil war into the entire region, get the Arabs all killing each other, and it's working like a charm. People say Bush has failed, the war is a disaster. Well, it's a disaster for you when your son doesn't come home. It's a disaster for you when your son's going to get lung cancer from DU. And you're sitting there, you'll probably finally wake up then when his guts are pouring out on those sheets. Out their orifices, you'll finally hit your knees and throw up and repent to God for the fraud that you've helped empower. Support the troops. Victory. When the government said from the start, victory was decades of war, never leaving. Millions of dead Iraqis, 654,000 in the last 3.5 years. That's victory. And America demonized worldwide. The biggest media owner in the world, news-wise, is News Corp. Their newspapers, their television stations demonize America from Australia to Germany to England. But here domestically, it's so two-sided, folks. We, the American people, have gone from the most loved to the most hated by design. The very same globalists tried this with the Vietnam War. 15-year war from 1960 to 1975, officially kicked off, but still no declaration in 64, with another staged event, Gulf of Tonkin. And so even those of you out there that support the war, do you support the will of the American people? Almost 80% are against it. The troops are against it. The troops have been ordered to re-up repeatedly with stop loss. They're being drafted, as you deny there's even a draft. They're being used like birdcage liner and toilet paper by the globalist. And so do you have any respect even for the American people? No. It's like a football game for you. No, we've got to win. And then the government can't even tell you what winning is. But if you want to go read what their actual, it's like the drug war. The cops will tell you, well, yeah, there's more drugs than ever and more people in prison and more problems, but we're going to win this war. We just got to get rid of the whole Bill of Rights. The war was never meant to be won according to the stated goals of eradicating narcotics. The narcotics trafficking corporations that had a monopoly into this country had lost their monopoly, and prohibition had ended, so they lost that cash cow, and so they lobbied to make narcotics illegal and to create federal police and arm them to go after drug dealers, and that was back in the 20s, and it's never going to end. It'll be here in 100 years. And it doesn't matter if drug use has more than doubled in the last 10 years. It doesn't matter if every 5 years the war on drugs funding doubles. None of that matters. And it's never going to matter to you. You just like war. And you're so foolish, you don't know the war's against you. You're cheering for a war that's against the Bill of Rights and Constitution. By a pack of criminals. I'm gonna leave you.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
I mean, this is a supposed free country with the will of the people, right? 97% don't want existing roads being seized and turned into toll roads. 99% don't like Supreme Court rulings saying private interests can take your property if they lobby local governments, openly says they can pay them off. 90% don't want open borders. You can go right down the line. Americans don't like what our government's doing. Almost 80% don't like the war, but it doesn't matter. So I just want the people that are pro-war, who think they're running things and think they're part of the system, and And I mean, I want you to really think about the fact that it doesn't matter what you think. It could be 100% of us. The New World Order is going to continue on with what they're doing. They do not care. And so I want you to consciously understand that. Because so many of these people who go along with the New World Order and make excuses for it, they think they're part of the power structure. They're associating their whole identity with George Bush. George Bush, Hillary, Chucky Schumer, Reid, they're all for the war. They're not just for leaving the troops like they were. Oh, no, 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 no. Bush has said he doesn't want more troops. They're saying we want even more, which is exactly what the Pentagon was actually calling for. And now they're Shanghaiing. We've confirmed this. They're Shanghaiing regular Navy and regular Air Force out of their services that they signed up for and forcing them into ground forces. And they've got four carrier groups that have been in the Gulf for a month, the Persian Gulf, and we told you that was a threat in Iran. Well, now the White House says, I have the AP right here, that this is a threat to Iran. And again, you got good old boys out there, but it doesn't matter that you're there supporting it. They don't even need you. Let's just be clear about that. But still, it's important to look at your psychology, that 22%. You think it's manly. You think it's manly to attack another country. You think it's cool. At a primitive level, you're with Team America, Tribe America, and you're standing firm with great courage. In fact, you probably get off on the fact that you're this tiny minority. You know, you're the only ones that understand what it takes to be American. American, the people running our country have bankrupted our dollar, bankrupted our governments by design. They're dismantling the country. They've brought us into the North American Union. Do you think the war is any different? It is a direct assault on our good name, a direct assault on the dollar, a direct assault on the flower of our youth. Still, you don't care. You like propaganda simple. You're good, stick a plastic flag on your car, feel good, and just go into the night. Meanwhile, there is a growing group of Americans who are true warriors who are here defending the Republic in its last minutes of light as night falls and as the true assault builds up inside and outside our walls. And I will repeat, I am here yelling as loud as I can from my rooftop, from my hilltop, that the enemy is at the gates and within the gates, and the enemy within the gates, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Republican and Democratic parties, are doing everything they can to lower that drawbridge to let the even larger force in. And I am sitting here trying to grab and stab and bayonet neocons in the info war off of the levers as they do everything they can, just screaming with hatred right now, everything they can, tooth and nail, to lower that drawbridge and open those gates. And they're screaming that we're traitors, telling the undecided in the crowd, help us open the drawbridge. We're going to let friends in. I have the clips here, and we've written articles about it, where there have been calls for Matt Damon to be arrested. There have been calls for Keith Olbermann to be arrested and put in concentration camps. The neocons now in unison, for Michael Savage to Rush Limbaugh to Fox News to Michael Gallagher to Laura Ingraham, they're now openly calling us American Al-Qaeda and saying we all need to be arrested. I've had old friends who I've protested, you know, with going back 10 years ago, to walk up to me and tell me that I need to be arrested because we're trying to stop them from opening the gates. So we're going to come back and go to David, Bill, and many others that are patiently holding. And we'll continue to try to man the gates here.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
That this war was designed to make hundreds of billions of dollars a year for the defense contractors on top of what they were making in a black hole, no-bid contract, nightmare land. We know it was designed to make the world hate us. We know it was designed to break up Iraq and hurt those people and commit genocide against them. The stated plan! We know it was about destabilizing the entire region to have widening even worse conflicts in the future. We know the American people, close to 80%, are against it. But you watch, we'll be there in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years, in 20 years. The New World Order doesn't like a war where we go in there with a line of tanks and take over the enemy and just take over the government and set up a central bank and then get the resources. That makes a fraction of the money. That gets a fraction of the control that just keeping a perpetual war does. And the people that say you support the troops by going along with this plan, a killing field, it's shameful. It is absolutely 110% shameful. But listen, the people out there that support the war shouldn't worry. You're going to get what you want. Okay? You're going to get your heart's desire. A lot of you at a sick subconscious level want to bury your kids. You want to be out there with the 21-gun salute and a bugler. You want to stick stickers all over your car and tell everybody how you're in the military and how your children are in it and you're big warriors and man, you're over there fighting them dirty Arabs. So fine. I mean, just do not think for a minute that you're going to draft any of my family. Do not think for a minute I'm going to go breathe your uranium. Do not think for a minute that I'm going to be part of this in any way. And for the rest of the American people who aren't for all of this and who have seen at least enough to know it's wrong, I salute you. I thank you for being sane. And now we have to recognize what we're living in. On every issue, the government is doing the opposite of what the American people want. They had national polls on the New Freedom Initiative, even with the polls spinning it to make it look good for psychological testing, forced drugging. For everyone ages 4 to 18, 90%+ in major polls were against it. 90%+ in major polls, they ran the gamut, but they were all above 90, were against the Real ID Act of last year. That the illegal aliens, by the way, now reported by the Associated Press, are exempt. I already knew it was exempt. I've been told by people in industry and in the DPS, state police, but now it's in the news. They're exempt. 90%+ are against that. Government doesn't care because our government is bought and paid for. And when I say that, I mean it's really bought and paid for. And so let them act like dictators. Let them be dictators. It's like Patrick Henry said, my friends, the war has already begun. Why stand we here idle? So it had to get bad before it was going to get better. And so now we have to set about showing the American people how their will, but not just their will, what is constitutional, is being ignored at every step of the way. The Democrats put out all that lip service about ending the war and getting our troops out of there. That's because they knew the American people wanted that. They won by a landslide. It looks like election fraud kept it from being a total takeover. A lot of evidence of fraud. And now they come in and it turns out they're even more hawkish than Bush. Just like they wanted to attack Serbia. Now, you know, that's what's so amazing about this. Our government, the criminals that run it, hire al-CIA to hire al-Qaeda. These are a Senate Republican report, 1999. To attack the Serbs. I mean, we're talking al-Qaeda blowing up school buses, attacking schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. Go after the young. That will always get people hopping mad. The Serbs pour into their south, they drive out the KLA, and here comes the U.S. of A., always on the wrong side, always doing evil, always supporting evil, always helping the New World Order. Always trying to break up countries. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm going to do that now. It's just AP. Pentagon wants $99.7 billion. The Pentagon wants the White House to seek an additional $99.7 billion to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to information provided by the AP. The military's request, if embraced by the President and approved by Congress, would boost this year's budget for those wars to about $170 billion. That is above the $600+ billion in the 2007 John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Military planners assembled the proposal at a time when Bush is developing new strategies for Iraq. They're the exact same strategies. Again, they have the Iraq study group appointed by him, run by his daddy's people, comes out and proposes the exact same stuff. Bush comes out and attacks it to fool the left in this country to think if Bush is attacking it, it must be a good plan. Oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch. When that's exactly where Br'er Rabbit wants to be thrown away. You ever heard the children's tale? The farmer catches Br'er Rabbit by the ears. He's going to eat him. He's going to stew him. And Br'er Rabbit says, please don't throw me in the briar patch. And the stupid antagonist throws him in the briar patch where he lives, where he can't be caught. Bush comes out, please don't boost the troops. Please don't keep us there. Please don't put it into a non-politicized process so it can go on forever. Oh, yeah, we'll show you, Bush. Now, Democrats are swaggering around going, well, we've taken control of the process. Now we're doing what's right in the war. Well, now the war is okay. Overall, the war in Iraq has cost about $350 billion. Combined with the conflict in Afghanistan and operations against terrorism elsewhere, the cost has topped $500 billion. It's actually much higher than that. According to the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service, the additional funds if approved would push this year's cost of the war in Iraq to about $50 billion over last year's record of $70-plus billion. A description of the Pentagon request was provided by a person familiar with the proposal who asked for an anonymity because the person was not authorized to release the information. So we've got that right there, and we have top Democrats coming out who want to increase troop levels. And that means troops that have been there 3.5 years will start their fifth tours in about 6 months. Imagine you sign up for 3 years, you're going to be there 4 years later in World War II, one tour. In Vietnam, one tour. In Korea, one tour. And still, people were basket cases in most cases. Doesn't matter how macho you are, your glands just can't supply the juice that long. In war, your body secretes all types of stuff that hypes you up. I mean, this is like driving tires past the time they're bald. So what? That's how you support them. You ruin their lives. Okay. David in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
I guess not too good.
Not too good from the way you're talking it here, as it sounds. But I wanted to open the call with a story about how they might hide things in plain sight. I was watching a movie about two cops that work in Miami in the Vice Unit, and there was an interesting thing that I saw. I saw the character who played the big bad drug dealer sitting on his bed, and guess what he was watching? The stock market. So that kind of tells me that he has interest in that avenue. And also another frame of the show fixated on this large eyeball that stayed there for about 5 seconds and kind of drifted into the street level overview. No point to the movie of that being any kind of relevance. They just had a big old eyeball in the front of the TV just looking at you for 5 or 8 seconds, and I found that kind of interesting. So anyway, going to a question. With all the corruption, with all the knowledge of corruption, with all this long-term, dirty dealing, decade of decadence, when will these people be held accountable in serious measures?
Well, this is how corruption works, and the corrupt know this. Either they go for broke and take everything over, or they finally collapse and lose. So it's built in. It's incentivized for them to bring in total tyranny. And so it may just continue and get worse and worse and worse.
Okay,
and they're changing all the laws to take your property, to take your guns. They'll twist it and say it's conservative. They're now saying it's for security to have a North American union. So all the neocons are saying we must have it. You're a American Al-Qaeda if you aren't for it. We've got to take your kids. It's for America. We've got to, raid your house. It's for America. We got to force vaccines on you. It's to fight Al-Qaeda. Just let us run your life. It's for your own good.
But here's the reality. You and many others are standing together shoulder by shoulder with the numbers proving it, that we are trying to expose these people. People are coming out. People are talking. They're not shutting up. They're not afraid to be an American and stand up for this country that, I believe still is the greatest country in the world.
That's right. But they know that about 1% of us will physically stand up in a fight, so they know that that's over 1 million people. out of 300 million, that's just a percentage of a percentage point that will stand up. So they're busy getting the 20% ready to physically fight with the police and military against the American people. That's why there's all the talk of FEMA camps are good, we should put Americans in them. Yeah, let's arrest everybody, because the criminal tiny 1% and their 20% moron minions are going to try to physically make us be their slaves. And I'm doing everything I can to avert that physical violence, but they're chomping for a fight. They want it.
Your show is called InfoWars, and that's the greatest title you can possibly put on it, because it is an information war. I was talking to friends and family about Skull and Bones and how our president and John Carrier, Skull and Bones, and there's many people inside the high elite societies that are coming from this grooming organization of Skull and Bones, and they had no idea the guy was in Skull and Bones. They think he's this happy Texan who just praises Jesus, but all the while he's kissing skulls and eating on Adolf Hitler silverware. And it's like these people have no idea of the underground lifestyles of these people. And, like, when I tell them this, they're looking at me like, man, I did not know that. I said, go look it up. It's in the encyclopedia. All these people on Fox News who don't even address the situation, it's in the encyclopedia for these people to read. But they blatantly just overlook it and call us crazy. Well, guess what? It's not going to stay that way forever. People are going to believe. People are going to look at the facts and go with it and run with it.
That's right. I appreciate your call. International Russian Television is here right now videotaping the show, our operations. They're doing a show on Bohemian Grove. I've had Dutch and Japanese TV contact me this week about Bohemian Grove. So, yes, the word is getting out. Bill in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
When am I going to be getting my national ID card in the mail?
Okay, is this Troy?
My name's Bill.
Pardon me?
My name's Bill.
It sounds like Troy.
It's Bill.
Seriously, caller.
When am I going to be getting my national ID card?
So I get your joke. You think it's going to say national ID card on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Starting in 1993 in a pilot test under a Bill Clinton executive order, they began standardizing IDs around the country. Texas,
when am I going to get mine?
You have one right now in your wallet. If you have a Tennessee driver's license, it has been federally standardized.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call. Very funny. That's another thing they do. I've been on national talk shows, local talk shows, and the host will say, what's this on your website about national ID cards? There's no national ID card. I've got a state driver's license. I've got a California driver's license. And I say, no, it's a federal ID card. No, it says California. Now they know full well it's a national ID. Their job is to lie to their listeners. Let me say it again. Starting in 93 with Texas as the beta test, they began taking a digital face scan photo and a biometric thumbprint. By 95, a majority of states had it. By 2000, all but two states were taking biometrics and had already federally standardized with a barcode, a magnetic strip. So what they do is they put it in place, then they make a law. Like Bush was already spying on American citizens, then he gets in trouble and tries to pass a law. Or he's already grabbing citizens and sending them to torture camps, then he passes the law, H.R. 6166, see, once he gets in trouble. So, through highway funds and through funded and unfunded mandates, they had the states adopt it. Texas was first. California and Texas and New York and a few others are the bellwethers. And so they put it in place. Then, in 2005, they passed the Real ID Act that, under federal law, all states had to adopt federal standards and be integrated into the database. Well, most states had already done it. But, just like, here's an example, they have a regional Sports Illustrated. Well, they got like 10 different brands of Sports Illustrated. Basically, the same articles inside. You're buying it from Sports Illustrated, but it has your regional look, your regional teams. And so you think it's local. All right? Well, it's the same thing with the national ID card. And they'll argue with you all day, no, no, this is a driver's license. No, it's not. Federal law, it's a national ID card. Finally, the media is announcing it. What, a few weeks ago we played a KXAN piece here? No, it was a KVUE. It was ABC piece. Hey, can you dig that piece up, John, from 2-3 weeks ago? Yeah, see if you can find it of the thousands of things in the computer. It was like 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, actually. Because people don't believe me. How about you just hear the newscast telling you 10 years after I warned you? 10 years. 10 years ago, I went into the state driver's license facility in North Austin with over 100 great Americans, and I laid out and gave a speech and said everything that was going to happen and held up the executive order and read it. It's in America Destroyed by Design, now available on DVD, I would add, finally. And now it's here. Now it's here. Okay? And they're going to give you a national sales tax now with that baby. Hope you enjoy it.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It ain't me, no. I ain't no sinner, son.
what it comes down to. The government has its cannons pointed at you. The police are militarized, are arrogant, have been trained to be against us. The military's been trying to take our guns, to put us in camps, and now it isn't Alex Jones warning you about secret concentration camp programs. It's professors, it's talk show hosts, it's all these people can talk about, and they lick their lips and go, one more attack and you're all going in camps. Here's a local newscast, and when I saw this newscast, I knew, of course, it would be on every other ABC newscast in the country because they produce these nationally, then send the video down locally, so it gives it the illusion of local, but it's the same message. You must all take vaccines. It's the law. There is no more mercury in the vaccines. It's the law. The mercury's in the vaccines. It's good for you. You know, the national ID card is here. It's good for you. It's this unified message. Here it is, telling you about your new national ID card right here in Texas.
Tonight, we're tracking massive changes that are coming for anyone with a Texas driver's license or state ID.
Yeah, if you thought you could avoid the lines of the DMV and renew by mail or perhaps the Internet, think again. We've been doing some checking on a new federal law, and 11 News reporter Nancy Holland has discovered it'll cost you time and money.
24, 25.
5 million people a year get driver's licenses in Texas.
26.
But even after a holiday, the line is nothing compared to what people here expect.
27.
No, they expect it around the building. Because beginning in 2008, everyone will have to get a new license. Right now, states have different requirements to get a license. Congress, driven by Homeland Security, passed the Real ID Act. That means Texas will have the same standards as California or New York.
I'm not going to play all of it. We posted it on Infowars.com a few weeks ago. But notice, they don't talk about the story like, do you want a national ID card? It's just, oh, it's going to cause big lines, but don't worry. The feds are being told by the state to give them some money. Oh, it isn't face-scanning cameras going up everywhere bad. Tracking everything you do and where you go. It's that, oh, sometimes they give false IDs. We need to fix that, and then it's okay. You see, to give the illusion of nonpartisanship or the illusion of not having an angle, they will create a false debate that isn't the central issue. Just another tactic, you know, all written in New York by the psychological warfare experts, most of them on government payroll. Oh, we told you that over a decade ago. Now it's been all over the news. 1.6 billion just in 1 year of fake news. Then Bush made those numbers secret. He was told it was totally illegal. Of course, he didn't start it. It's been going on for 50 years. Yeah, a lot of your top editors are CIA, Defense Intelligence, National Security Agency, or they're part of other big private think tanks that get government funding. And they're there. They're on a team. They get all the sweetheart deals. They get all the great investment tips. They get to do whatever they want. They get to be above the law like Sandy Berger, caught red-handed stealing ultra-secret documents and he doesn't get in trouble. But you're going to be kept in line. You're going to be told how to jump. Before I end this hour, I want to encourage everybody to get my original 7 films that I've never gotten on DVD to get them. They're now available. All 3 of my Police State films on 3 DVDs and a box set, $34.95. That's almost half off. That's available right now. America Destroyed by Design, The Masters of Terror, The Matrix of Evil, The Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. All available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Second hour straight ahead.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.